You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 29. So today we're going to talk about how to supercharge your course and program sales. So I feel like whenever in the past anyways, I used to hear the word sales or selling, I would just panic and everything would go to craps. And it wasn't until I learned what I'm going to share with you today that sales became easier. It became more comfortable and I built my stamina over time around the concept of sales. So if you are a business, you need to sell, especially if you don't have a whole sales team, a marketing team just yet. You're going to have to master that art for you to be able to make sales in your business, make money in your business, right? And so it's not as scary as we all think. It's not as hard as we all believe it to be. It's really about a few things that we're going to cover in this episode. Okay, so I want to share with you my first real sales experience. So the way I launched my business was not like everybody else. I was still in my corporate job. I was testing a few things out. I did life coaching at night and sometimes on the weekends, right? And finally, I was like, okay, it's time for me to like take this seriously. Some things had happened in my job and I was like, I gotta get out of here. So I invested in this program. I invested in this course around how to market yourself. I learned quite a few things that was helpful. But overall, what I realized was like, okay, if I'm going to make this transition, what do I need to have in place? Well, I'm like, okay, clients, but I need to price myself correctly, right? Because in order for me to say, hey, I'm going to have to leave, I need to be able to make money. So what I was charging at the time was not going to get me to where I needed to go. But I also was like, okay, what can I do on my lunch breaks after work that's going to be impactful to get me to where I want to go to help me reach those goals? And also, I was not that great at sales conversations on the phone. So I'm like, I really don't want to have to talk to a bunch of people. I want to talk to the right people. All right. So these were the criterias for my first real sales pitch. Because before that, my clients came from my life coaching school. So one of the things that they did was to help us practice. They would give us free clients. We would work with them. And if the person wants to work with us, beyond that, we would offer them something and they say yes or no. Right. And so I didn't have any sales experience. I didn't have hey, I can go out there and pitch something and make it happen. I didn't know how. That's why I joined that program. And it was helpful, but my courage wasn't there. My thoughts weren't there. My beliefs weren't there. And I was like, what can I do to work with what I got? Because your girl had to leave. Okay. So what I did was what I did best. I branded myself. Now, I've always been someone who loved branding. I've been branding myself since my corporate days. I've gotten promotions based on my own personal brand, not necessarily having a ton of friends and a ton of connections. My name was in rooms that I had no business being in, but God, okay? And branding. And so I was like, I'm going to leverage that, okay? So what I did, my strategy was simple. But it was like 4 weeks before, I had already turned in my my resignation. And 4 weeks before that, and before, 4 weeks before my 2 weeks, so a course of 6 weeks, what I decided to do was I stopped taking life coaching clients because like I want to focus my energy on calling those people that I want to work with. I got really clear on what my brand stood for. I got really clear on my why. Why am I doing this? It wasn't just to quit my job or to be my own boss. There was a purpose behind it. I got clear on who I really wanted to work with and who would be a best fit for my skills. Now, I didn't know I was doing that at the time. I was just like, this program taught me how to get clear on who I want to work with. Let's just do that. But I didn't do the traditional ICA homework. That's the one thing I didn't do in that program. I did, what were people feeling? Where were they now? Like, what did they need help with? What were the skills that I had that could help them with that? Then I identified what were my offers that I want to put out into the world and how much do I want to charge for them? Okay. So I got clear on those things and I started to, at the time, Facebook groups were really hot and they still are now, but they weren't an overused marketing resource. So I was in the groups giving tons of value. I would introduce myself as this person help with branding, which I was. And by the way, guys, I was marketing myself as a photographer and I did not have my camera. I used to have one, but I was like, it's going to work. I'm going to find clients and be able to buy a camera. It's hilarious. I used to have one. I sold it and I was like, okay, girl, we don't have to figure out our lives. But anyways, what I did was I showed up, I gave value in the groups, I made myself know, I branded myself as a person for branding and websites and design, right? I also did some things like I did feedbacks on websites and things like that. I made tweaks and I suggested tweaks to people. I'm like, hey, if it worked, come back in this post and let me know. And people were doing that. So over those course of 6 weeks, I was just pouring in because one, I had the comfort of my job, so I didn't have to sell anything. But two, it allowed me to position myself as a person who would be helpful for branding. People kept asking me, how can we work with you? I'm like, not just yet. We're launching our website because I wanted to make a big event of this. It wasn't required. I just knew myself, I needed to be fully in my work and my business and not have to be panicked about like trying to maintain clients' expectations and also finishing up my corporate position. So anyways, I'm like, it's coming. I built anticipation. I didn't even do an email list back then. It was just in these three groups, but one of them was my main group that I was always in. And I gave so much value and showed up, right? Answering questions, things like that, because I had the ability to do so. There was no rush. That I made an announcement. I'm like, I'm about to launch my website. Come check it out. And on this day, I just kept posting about it and giving tips on like website creation, branding, all these things, right? And then when I opened my doors, I made my first 3 high-end sales within, I think it was about 72 hours. Within 3 days, I made my first 3 high-end sales, right? And they were high-end sales because I priced myself correctly. But this is what I learned about selling. It is not, it has nothing to do with what we think and believe about ourselves and what people we think people will buy or make a decision on. It has everything to do with how we are branding ourselves, how we're showing up for ourselves, and of course, how we're showing people like the value of the results that we're bringing in the world. And so it was never about me. It was never about how good I am at branding and look at my brand, because I didn't have a website or anything to show anybody. It was just more so like, here's what you need to know about this particular topic. Do you have questions? Or going in there and saying, hey, so-and-so had a question about how to make this, you know, do this banner thing on their website and how it should look and what they should say. Even copy, giving copy feedback and just showing up. So I want to just share this with you. You may not have time like I do to be, you know, dedicating 6 weeks to building your brand. That's cool. I get it. We're business owners. There's things to do. But also think of it from a perspective of there is an ecosystem you're building here. How is it? Because it's not about, I always tell my clients this, your sales conversation doesn't exist in a vacuum. That's not where people are making their decision. They didn't make a decision because you told them the price is 20 G's on this call and now they're like, no. They were probably already a no because you weren't actually articulating the value of your offer and showcasing your brand and where you stood in the marketplace. That's probably part of the reason, but also it's because you know, they weren't properly educated throughout the process from meeting you all the way to actually connecting with you in that sales conversation. And so I never got on a call for those 3 high-end sales. I never had to chat with anybody. They became clients and gave me cash in hand without ever speaking to me. No Zoom calls, no phone calls, nothing. Okay. And so over the years, I've learned different processes and how to make money and how to sell through sales conversations. There's another story I want to tell you about those sales conversations, how I got good at them for another day. But I wanted to share that with you because I want you to understand that it is not about the mechanism of which you sell, webinar, phone call, DMs, or whatever is hot right now. It's about, are you laying the foundation for your brand to become known, to create that comfort for people to know, like, and trust you, but also to position your work as the solution to their problem, right? The type of work that you do, your process is a solution to their problem. So I want to just lay that out there before we dive into the nuts and bolts of this episode. I got to find other words for those. I don't feel comfortable with nuts and bolts. Anyways, moving forward. So let's talk about how to supercharge your course and program sales, right? Now that you know the core foundation of sales is really your branding, your connection with people. And I'm not talking about your image branding. Please be very clear on that. But branding overall, your messaging, your positioning, and how you're making people remember you, relate to you, connect with you, so on and so forth. All right. So to make sales easier. So remember in the story, in this experience that I had that first round, right, I didn't have any of the stuff I'm going to tell you. But over time, I realized to make it easier, there's definitely an automated way to do that. That doesn't require a lot of work. I learned that over time. So here are 5 things that you need to supercharge your sales with ease. Okay. Number one, a predictable lead system. One of the best ways to do that is to create a irresistible AF lead magnet, something that's really speaking to what people want, that gives them a quick win or a quick clarity around the next step, and that's going to move them to the next conversation with you. And I will be doing an episode of one of my lead magnet episodes. There was one where I did that. I mean, I've done several that's brought in more leads, but this one did 3,000 new opt-ins in a matter of a few days, right? I think it was less than a week. And so a predictable lead system. So that's going to actually attract the right people, right? Not just a bunch of people who are looking for this free thing that they think will solve their entire world, right? The problem of the entire world. But someone who's like, okay, I'm looking for a way to lose these 10 pounds, right? Maybe it's a lead magnet around like four superfoods that would help you shed 2 pounds in the next 48 hours, right? That's a really good lead magnet. It's very specific. This person has probably been struggling for these last 10 pounds. Y'all know I love health and weight loss examples. But, you know, 2 pounds in 48 hours may not sound like a lot to you because you're the expert and you've been there, you've done that. But to that person, that's a lot. In 48 hours, I can lose 2 pounds, especially at my age. Losing weight is like, y'all, sidebar. And non-related, but also related. I have been working out consistently, showing up, eating clean. I don't even eat meat anymore. Just doing everything. Now I'm losing inches, but I am definitely not losing any weight. I have been the same weight for months with an S. I think I might need to get me some support on that. The point here I'm trying to make here is my body is shifting and changing, but the scale ain't moving. Anyways, point is, for someone like me, that would probably be a really good opt-in, right? So what is your predictable lead system? Number two, an automated nurturing system. I can tell you how many entrepreneurs that I know personally who started working with me and did not have a funnel, and I am shocked how long they've been in business. And they've been doing everything manually and working harder than they need to be and wonder why they're not further along. Now, a funnel doesn't make or break your business, but it does definitely help. So having an automated nurturing system is important in order for you to have that consistency of people making a decision of yes or no with you, right? It's so much easier to market and to show up on social from a place of confidence when you know that if they see my one post and they opt in, they're going to be nurtured and connected with me for a long time. But most importantly, it goes back to that conversation around, like, if you're doing sales calls, for example, or webinars as your selling mechanism, that person has been nurtured and is not waiting until that place, that conversation with you, to make a decision. Because along that automated journey, they're already being primed and ready to have a conversation, but most importantly, to make a decision for themselves, right? Number three, content that converts. This is a given. Like, it's not just about your social content, but overall content and your whole content, right? Your social content, your email content, your main platform content, that needs to be tailored to speaking to your best people, who would be a best fit for your offer, and nothing else, right? All the other things are important, like, you know, building that connection. But if it's not speaking to the right people, then it is just a waste of your time, right? Number four is a traffic system. Right? It doesn't matter if you have the great lead system or a great lead magnet, if you have the funnel, if you're not driving the right traffic to your work, right? And so people think, oh, I'm going to just make the money for Facebook ads. And I could tell you stories on stories on how many times I've run Facebook ads and wasted a ton of money because I didn't have, in the beginning especially, I was running ads and I didn't have a funnel. I didn't have content that really spoke to people. So they would go on Instagram, you know, click on the ad, but also click on my page and didn't see what they felt like they connected to and didn't opt in. So I was losing money from the clicks, all these things, right? And so traffic is not just about your paid traffic, but your organic traffic as well. And number five, your sales system. So what is that conversion vehicle for you? Is it a call? Is it a webinar? Is it a webinar and a call? It could be two things that line people up to make a make a decision. Is it just straight up email marketing? I have a few clients who don't take phone calls and they have programs that are 5K and under, and they just through email, they're selling people. Now, there's a whole nuance and process to it. It's not just like five or six emails. At this point, they're having a conversation. It's a bit bigger and longer than that. So these are the five things that you want to have in place to supercharge your sales. But let me give you three more things that you need to focus on. So here's how you supercharge your sales. Number one, positioning yourself, your offer in the marketplace. So how are you cutting through the noise, right, compared to others in your industry and in the work that you're doing, and positioning your brand and your offers as the solution for people? Because going back to my business launch story of how I launched FabioGiordani.co now, not .com, but .co, it was, I didn't have all the things that we thought we needed to have. Like, I didn't have a website. I was still working on it. I didn't have any of that thing, of those things. But I positioned myself in a way that said, hey, if you need help with clarifying your branding that's going to convert into clients and cash, I'm your girl. It wasn't even that hard or that difficult. It was that basic. If you want to, you have the pretty website, you have all these shiny things, and it is not converting in the way that you want, you're not getting the opt-ins, the leads, you're not making the sales, I'm your girl. And it reflected by the fact that I was showing up in my authority and having conversations, answering questions around those topics. So I was very intentional with finding those type of questions in the groups that reflected those things. I was very intentional about creating the content that reflected those things, and just really calling in those people, and not to say, hey, I'm the expert, I'm the only person who can solve it. No, but more so saying like, hey, I understand what you're going through. I see you and I have a solution for you. Now, even at the time over those course of 6 weeks, I did not have a product or a program to sell, nothing ready. But what I did was I positioned myself, I primed my people, I got them to see the value of what it would look like if they had the transformation they desire with their brand. So when I launched my website, and I made this whole big thing about launching it. My website was so interesting. Let me just say that. But anyways, it was what I had at the time. And so most of my clients who signed up had way better websites than me. Let me just be clear. Point here is I positioned myself and my brand as the solution, as a person who can get them the solution that they desired. Okay. The second thing that you need to do to supercharge your sales is to clarify and have a strong promise for your work. So your program promise, whether it's a one-on-one program, group, course, etc., what's the transformation that they will experience at the end of this offer, right? Get clear on that promise. What makes your offer different, right, than what it's in the marketplace, and why should they care? I want to caution you on this, though. It's not about comparing your work to other people, like, oh, my course is better than this because of this. It's more so, what makes it different? Do you have a different concept? Do you have a different way of looking at things? One of the best compliments I get from my clients every time I work with someone is that, hey, girl, you make these things simple. I've heard this 1,000 times, but the way you say it, explain it, show it, and help me do it, it's so easy that I was able to do it faster. Like, I didn't feel stuck and lost like I usually feel. I don't feel overwhelmed. This was so much easier than it, you know, it was positioned to be in the past, right? And for me, I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I can simplify marketing for people. I'm proud that I can make it simpler for them to be able to reach more of their people, and most importantly, make the money they want to make in their business. And so it's not my overall promise, but it's part of it, right? So what is the transformation that people will get? And then what makes your program different, and why should people care, right? Not just care about the difference, but why should they care about leveraging your process in their world to get results, right? And last but not least, to supercharge your sales for your programs and courses is, or anything that you're selling really, is to have a clear promotion strategy and a clear pitch. These two things go hand in hand. I don't know why anybody would go into any sort of sales process without having a promotion strategy, but oftentimes people set their goals. They set, their goals, how many students they want in their programs, who they're working with, all these things, but they are not clear on how are they going to consistently promote this work and show up and be visible for it and sell it with effectiveness in order for them to reach their goals. Because posting on social, doing reels, sending emails is not a promotion strategy. These are the actions towards your promotion strategy, right? And so a real promotion strategy to get the sales that you want is crucial. You need the right promotion strategy. You need captivating content that speaks not just to your audience's problems, but to the transformation they seek, right? So your game plan is important. A step-by-step, you need to talk about how you're going to get these results step-by-step, right? You need to break down, especially if you're launching your course, what is your pre-launch strategy? And if you don't know what that is, pre-launch is before you launch your program. What are the ways you're going to prep and prime your audience to be ready for what's coming, right? So what is your launch strategy, right? Once you are in the flow of launching your program, what is the overall strategy, right? It's not just I'm going to do a webinar or a challenge, etc. Is how many emails you're going to send, your actual sales conversion event. It's the content that you create. It's the conversations you're having. Are you going to be doing individualized reach outs? Like, there's so many things you want to get clear on, because that's what is going to help you just stick to the plan, number one, but also have a process that you can trust that's repeatable, right? Because if you're launching and then you want to do Q&A calls, you want to do, you know, personal reach outs, phone calls, like it becomes too much and it affects your results. Okay. And when it comes to the pitch, you want to really think about, how am I positioning my solution, my offer, as the right fit for where they are, right? And that comes with you understanding, where are you meeting these people at in their journey? Where are they at? Am I speaking to the right people at the right time? I always say this, people can have the same exact problem and the same exact desire, but each of them are coming from a different background, a different experience, a different journey, and they all make a decision in a different way. And so it's not about talking to every single person in your market, but understanding, here's my dream person who this is a fit for. If they were meeting me at phase one, phase two, and phase three, what would be the conversations I would have with them? So phase one could be, they have a problem, they know they have a problem, but they have no clear solution or process to how they're going to solve it. Stage two is, they know they have a problem, they're actually looking for a solution. And stage three is, I got a problem, I got a solution, but now there's too many options. Which process is going to work for me, right? Am I going to be able to make a decision that's going to be a best fit for where I am, for the problem I'm having, right? And that's why it's important for you to get clear on what the pitch would look like, right? And the pitch is simple. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. You don't have to oversell anything. But once you're clear on who's the best fit for your offer, you're clear on your positioning, the promise, and your promotion strategy, then it's all about, once you lay those breadcrumbs in place, it's all about, how are you going to have that pointed conversation and say, this is going to be the right fit for you? Because I want to share this with you. Only 3% of people buy from you for the first time. So out of all of the work that you do when you're launching an offer and selling it, especially if you do a launch, right? You're growing your list in the pre-launch. You do a webinar, so you get more people from there. 3% of that number is going to make a buying decision with you. 3%, right? So about, I would say less than that, but about 90%-ish of people need at least 5 to 12 touch points before making a decision. And that's actually grown now that there's more people in the marketplace and less access because of the algorithms and stuff like that, right? We're not using an excuse, but people are inundated with information all the time. And so only about 90% of them would need at least 5 to 12 touch points, right? So it's not just I sent emails or I did a few posts. It's the promotion strategy is an entire embodiment of your marketing, your sales process, in order for them to feel comfortable to make that decision with you, okay? And so that is all. So remember, you're looking at it's actually 1 to 3%. 1 to 3% conversion rate. So if you have a certain number of people joining your list, participating in your marketing promotion campaign, et cetera, and you get the results that you get, just look at it. Is it at least 3%, 1 to 3% of people who are in that flow, right? And if it's not, and you had way more people join and you should have had a bigger conversion, then you might want to reevaluate if you're positioned correctly, if your promise is clear, and most importantly, is that pitch and promotion strategy a match for the goals that you're trying to meet and the people you want to work with, okay? All right, that is all for today's episode. I appreciate you hanging out with me and learning how to supercharge your course or group program sales. Again, as always, I'd love to hear from you. Hop on over on Instagram. I'm at Fabiola.Giordani. And let me know your thoughts, okay? Let me know your thoughts about today's episode. And most importantly, what is the one takeaway you've had from this episode, right? What is the one takeaway that you're going to actually implement in your business when it comes to this episode? I'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm at Fabiola.Giordani. You can DM me there or post on my most recent post and we'll chat from there. All right, bye gorgeous. I will see you next time. Hey gorgeous, thank you for listening to today's episode. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you desire to earn money consistently and daily with an online course or a group program? Whether you've been thinking about launching a course or you have a program that you want to earn money with consistently on a daily basis, I have something special just for you. I've created a brand spanking new free guide called the Get Paid Daily Guide. It's a marketing guide where I walk you through the 10 simple steps to help you earn 10 to 50K per month by selling an online course or a group program. So if you're ready to get a step-by-step process to earning money daily in your business with an online course or a group program, all you have to do to get access to this free guide is go to www.FabiolaGiordani.co/get paid to download it. The link will also be in the show notes. Again, that is FabiolaGiordani.co/get paid to download it and get instant access. I will see you on the other side. Bye, gorgeous.